taking a look at sports. Big game last night for the New York Mets. They took on Atlanta. Mets are in first place. Atlanta's in second place. Atlanta has been surging. Well, the Mets won last night by a score of 4-1. So congratulations to them. The Red Sox, after splitting a series with the Yankees, got bombed by Tampa Bay 10-5. So where does that leave us now? Where does that leave us at the All-Star break? Well, the Yankees have a 14.5 game lead over Boston, 15 over Tampa Bay, 16.5 over Toronto, and 18.5 over Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles are one game under 500. They are playing great baseball. The Baltimore Orioles are closer to second place. They're only four games out of second place. Then the rest of the teams are closer to the Yankees. Wouldn't it be wild if the Orioles could make the playoffs? Right now, as it stands, the Yankees, Boston, and Tampa Bay would make the playoffs, the two wildcard teams. Minnesota has a four-game lead over Cleveland, and Houston has a 12-game lead over Seattle. So if the season ended right now, it would be Houston, Minnesota, the Yankees, Boston, Tampa Bay, and the playoffs. In the National League, the Mets, they defeated Atlanta. They now have a 2.5-game lead over Atlanta. Milwaukee has a 2-game lead over St. Louis. The Dodgers have a 7.5-game lead over San Diego. If the season were to end right now, the Dodgers, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Atlanta, and the Mets. There's an extra team in there because two teams are tied in the wild card standings in the National League. So that's why there's an extra team. Milwaukee and St. Louis are tied for the wild card. All right. St. Louis is two games back. So that is a look at baseball. Now, in golf, this has just gotten so ugly. The Department of Justice has now launched an antitrust probe into the PGA Tour's handling of LIV Golf's emergence. This is really just completely shaking up the golf world. They launched an antitrust investigation. What it's about is the PGA is fighting to stave off players from joining LIV Golf. LIV Golf Link deals with several top stores on the PGA Tour: Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Bryan DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, among others. Agents for the golfers received questionnaires from the Justice Department. The PGA's tour rivalry with LIV Golf has really now cast a shadow over the sport. And the players, it separated the players. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. But once again, it's just a terrible time for professional golf with this bitterness and acrimony between both organizations. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.